This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week as job cuts escalated across an economy that remains all but shut down. The U.S. government says on Thursday, roughly 26 million people have now filed for jobless aid in the 5 weeks since the coronavirus outbreak began, forcing millions of employers to close their doors. About one in six American workers have now lost their jobs since mid-March, by far the worst string of layoffs on record. Economists have forecast that the unemployment rate for April could go as high as 20%. Also in the U.S., sales of new single-family homes collapsed in March as the lockdowns to contain the coronavirus outbreak took effect, dropping 15.4% compared to February, according to government data released Thursday. The deepest declines were seen in the Northeast and West, where the rate dropped 41.5% and 38.5%, respectively. With potential buyers staying home, the median sales price fell to $321,400 from $330,100, according to the report. The data are subject to wild swings and large margins of error, and economists say part of the decline is due to mild weather earlier in the year, which brought some purchases forward. But with 25 million people thrown out of work since mid-March, home sales are likely to suffer further, analysts say. The housing market is a key driver of U.S. economic activity and has seen a steady rate of growth in recent years, aided by low lending rates and a solid job market. This is VOA News. Oil prices made a spectacular comeback Thursday. At one point, the U.S. crude oil benchmark WTI was up by 20% on the day, having earlier this week plunged below zero. Heightened risks in the Middle East triggered the upturn, said Phillip Futures, after U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that he had instructed the U.S. Navy to shoot down and destroy any and all Iranian gunboats if they harass U.S. ships at sea. The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard said Thursday, Iran would destroy American warships if they threaten Iranian vessels in the Persian Gulf. An Iranian major general said, I've ordered our naval forces to destroy any American terrorist force in the Persian Gulf that threatens the security of Iran's military or non-military ships, and added, security of the Persian Gulf is part of Iran's strategic priorities. Meanwhile, Iran said it put its first military satellite into orbit. Washington alleges their space program is a cover to develop ballistic missiles. The coronavirus outbreak threatens to upend Muslim traditions that have been practiced for almost 1,500 years. The pandemic has forced many governments to order unprecedented restrictions on movement, gathering, and collective prayers for the world's nearly 2 billion Muslims. In Saudi Arabia, the birthplace of Islam, mosques have closed their doors to the faithful. Even the famed mosque of Muhammad, the Muslim prophet, is closed. The government has ordered everyone to pray at home. Muslims around the world are grappling with a similar grim reality. Their holiest month, usually marked with communal feasts and congressional prayers, will be spent trying to keep their fellow humans at a distance. Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, one of the most senior leaders of Shiite Islam, has told his followers to offer their prayers in solitude during the month of fasting. The closure of houses of worship is also expected to affect many of the less fortunate. During Ramadan, many mosques turn into soup kitchens for the poor, as individuals or groups organize charity tables and food deliveries. While many countries have limited inner-city travel, the most populous Muslim country, Indonesia, has banned travel altogether for Ramadan. Tens of millions of people wishing to leave big cities for their hometowns will have to spend the holidays away from families. In some Muslim countries, like Pakistan and Afghanistan, governments have bowed to pressure from clergy to keep mosques open, although with safety guidelines. Health officials worry those guidelines will be hard to implement. For more on this and other world news, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.